little man, my goodness, he's really getting on my nerves.
Welcome back to Not My Bag. I'm Joe.
I'm Lisa.
And today we have the winner of All Stars. It's our Molly! Welcome.
Thank you.
So lovely to see you.
Thank you.
God. She's lucky she's here, bless her, after last night.
Oh, wow. Rolled out of bed straight here. I think I've still got the makeup on.
Yeah, but you look amazing. So, you know, I mean, I wish I looked like you after a night out, but never mind.
No, you look incred. As in, from Simmons to here.
From Simmons. Casey's doing that.
I can't believe that. Casey, why organise a Simmons?
Why? Till and went. Surely this is a wind up.
You've been to Simmons?
No, but Molly said that she was all like dressed up like to the nines and it was like trainers and baggy tops.
Yeah, it's very Casey, big Simmons energy he gives me.
Honestly, walked in and then there was like sparklers. I'm sure they didn't expect Cannon. Luckily, I wasn't there when that happened because I'd have died inside.
Oh.
It had been the reunion. That's why we were all really dressed up.
Okay.
We didn't just decide to go to Simmons in like full ball.
Pretend you're going to the NTAs or anything.
Yeah, that would have been embarrassing. It still wasn't. Embarrassing, but then we went somewhere else after that. Went to rain. So,
did you eat?
No, did I?
There you go. See, that's what happens.
Mum asks such good mum questions when it comes to
that. Yeah, I mean, come on, if you don't eat, you're in trouble. You know that.
You know, you can't eat if you're going on a night out because then otherwise, the alcohol, you don't want that.
I mean, at the NTAs, there was a bar full of food, and I was like looking, thinking, oh, God.
Oh, your mum was doing shots with the last cast of Love Island with like Tyreek and Ellen and Ron.
Yeah, no, and Whitney. And I've got Whitney's shoes, they're in my wardrobe.
Anyway,
stop shoes.
Less about the NTAs. How are you? How have things been?
Really good. Really bizarre. Bit of a whirlwind.
Yeah, I bet.
And I still feel a bit hazed about the whole situation.
Do you? What made you want to go back in there?
Oh, I just thought, why not?
Yeah, free holiday.
No, I need to know the context around this because, so how did it start? Like, did they just contact you and were like, here's the plan? Did you know Callum was going in? Like, what was the situation?
No, so... They contact you and they basically reach out and ask if you're interested in going on.
Right.
And then you kind of have to do a bit of like an interview.
Okay. Which is so random because it's like, I've been on
it. I know who you are.
I know. But you kind of still have to.
Yeah, formalities, isn't it?
Yeah. And then pretty much was waiting to go in then. Didn't know if Callum was going to be in there or not. Had an inkling. He probably would.
Okay. Yeah.
Stars and you think they're going to throw, everyone knows each other, don't they?
Yeah.
So, had an inkling he might either... Because I got told that I was going in first night Bombshell.
Right.
So I thought maybe he'll either already be in there, starting lineup, or he might just come in as a Bombshell.
Right.
Hoping that he might just come in later on and I'd have been settled in there. Yeah. Kind of didn't happen like that, did it?
Nope.
Great.
Was it different from the first time you did it?
Yeah.
Was it?
I just feel like it was a bit more relaxed this time.
Right. It came across like that, to be honest, on screen. Like, I actually said I prefer it because when a lot of people go in for the first time, I feel like they're trying to get their moment.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like you see a lot of people like, I mean, Mitch was trying to do that again, but do you know what I mean? Other people would go in there and you watch it and you're like, oh, trying a bit, whatever.
Yeah.
But this was just watching people that obviously are established, have done their thing and just going in to like give
Did
it another
you
go.
Did you all know each other before? Or was there a few people that hadn't ever met?
Because be fair, Mum, it's so many different seasons.
Yeah.
Like, obviously
but
Hannah,
I just
to be fair. Like,
that everyone would know everyone.
I don't think there's a big WhatsApp.
I shagged everyone Mom, either at some stage.
There's not a big WhatsApp. Snapchat chat for like Love Islanders and everyone knows everyone's business.
You know.
There is.
We're trying to get the gossip.
No, I feel like obviously you go in there and sometimes I think, do I know this person?
Right.
You know, because you've seen him on Instagram. Mm. You feel like you already know him. But no, I didn't know Han. I never met her. I didn't know Josh. I never met him.
Yeah, because
there was quite a few.
A while ago,
I didn't even know that Josh was on it. I just thought he was Charlotte Crosby's ex-boyfriend.
He was on season one?
I think so.
I never watched the first couple. I watched my first one was when Danny Dyer won it with Jack. That was my first one.
That was quite a while.
Yeah, but do you know, for me, who wants to sit there every night looking at all these girls looking like that and you're sitting there in your pyjamas with your rolls hanging out? Like, it's some scenario. No.
Do you know what? I always used to say that about ones that air over winter because with the summer ones, you feel like, you know, you're working out, hot, whatever.
Yeah.
And then in the winter ones, like, I used to sit there and be like, oh, this is like me eating another Christmas pudding like this.
Yeah, I'm sitting on my bed, it's like really not good.
Honestly, when you think, I flew out on the 4th of January. So
Shut up.
So on Christmas Day, everyone was like eating everything.
You on Christmas Day.
I did a run and then I was like, oh, the cheesecake was staring at me. Just a slither. Like, no. It's so hard to try and diet at that time.
4th of Jan, I didn't know it was that early.
Oh, flew out.
That's crazy. When
did it start? Middle of what? It was the middle, wasn't it?
15.
Did you have to go into hiding for that long before you go in?
God, yeah.
Oh,
do you know what? As well, everyone had a great time, apparently, except me.
Me.
Why?
That'd be me.
But yeah. Just my luck. I had a new chaperone. It was the first time doing it.
Oh, so she was really...
Oh, I had a new chaperone.
So she had to do...
She stuck to the rules. Yeah. So like, everyone was like, oh, can I go and have dinner out? And they'd be like, yeah, sure. You'd have to check with people and stuff. And I asked and they were like, no. So I was like, sound. And then they went, can I go to the beach? Everyone went to the beach every day. I went once in the whole time I was in lockdown for 2 hours.
No. 2 hours.
Driven there, dropped off, ran to the beach to try and get my tan on, and then 2 hours back. And then the rest of the time I was stuck in my apartment.
Oh, no. See, I'd be climbing the walls. I'd be escaping.
Couldn't even sit in the sun.
Oh, no. I bet you were gagging to go in then when you finally were like told you're going in. I would have been like, yep, let's go.
There was nothing left to do.
And you can't go on your phone, can you?
Did they let you have a few drinks then when you was on your own every night?
No.
Right, I'm sorry, I'd have to walk out. Sorry, I'd have to say this ain't for me, I'm afraid.
I actually
cancelled the contract.
I was saying to my chaperone, look, I know my card details off by heart. Like, let's just like order some like wine, food, whatever. No, can't do that.
Oh no.
Like, I had to go on a laptop on one time to fill out like questionnaires and stuff.
You sending a help email.
SOS.
Help me.
Someone come and get me.
But a WhatsApp was coming through and I was like, I saw like initials. They put initials in the group chat. Right. Like, you can't see who it is.
Yeah.
And I saw some initials and I was like, oh, trying to work out who it could be.
And it's like, everyone's like partying at the beach, having so much fun.
Yeah.
Savage though, isn't it?
Did you know from that whole situation in the apartments, did you have any inkling of anyone else that was going in or was there?
Yeah. So I saw AD.
Right.
Anton.
Oh, okay.
I love Anton.
So sweet.
And I'd heard a rumour that he was going in.
Right.
So, but I'd never met... Oh, no, I had met Anton in Dubai on a night out. Oh,
okay.
He saved me from some random guy.
Oh.
Yeah. He gives that. He is like that, isn't he?
He's Anton through and through.
So I saw that. I saw TC, which could have been Tom Clare.
Mm, yeah.
Thomas. But I thought it was Tyler.
Yeah.
And I thought Tyler.
Right.
And then I had an inkling that Sophie and Joanna were going in just because I'd seen them working out over Christmas. And I was like, yeah, same.
Yeah.
I know what you're up to. Who does PT?
Joanna didn't last long though, did she?
No. Unfortunately.
I mean, I quite like Chris, but that all went a bit tits, didn't it?
So, first day going in.
Yeah.
What was it like? Because I want to know, because you obviously came out with Callum.
Yeah.
So did you like have to go into a room and just like see each other? How was that vibe?
What, before going in?
Yeah, like, because you came out those doors together, didn't you?
No, he was already in there.
No, he was in there first.
Oh, was it? Yeah. Oh, shit, sorry. So, yeah.
And then in walks Mouse.
So you didn't even know he was going to...
Do you know what happened? Do you want a bit of gossip?
Yeah.
Right, we'll have the tea.
I'm in my trailer, right? Getting ready. Yeah? I'll set the scene. I filmed my little intro bit and then I got... brought back to the trailer and I'm thinking, why can't I just go in?
Yeah.
And I was getting delayed. I got mic'd up and then the mic man went, oh, I'm just going to go mic the next one. And the producer was like, and I was like, there's somebody else. So I was like, who is it? And then I was thinking, nah, surely like maybe it's someone later on after me. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then when I walked in, he was already stood.
Oh, look, he turned around.
That is hell on earth. Sorry, I completely forgot that happened.
He turned around. His face, it was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit of a holy fuck moment.
Same.
So how did it feel for you? Like, was it, but it must have been a little bit awkward.
Yeah, well, obviously, I thought I was going to walk in, take my pick, have my moment.
Yeah.
I was like, this is it.
Well, you can
have
steal someone. Try and steal someone. Because I knew that's like what bombshells normally do. You go in and you steal someone. Because they brought in who the starting lineup was
before
I walked in. So I could see who it was. And you know that they're going to be coupled up. And then you go in and you kind of like pick someone to steal. But yeah, that went down like a lead balloon, didn't it?
And that, it was a moment that I remember. I was saying to mum,
"Put you together."
I was screaming like at the TV. I've never ever had shock like that in my life. It was great TV.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
It
really
was, but I did feel for you.
I felt awful for you, but I was like,
"I know he's lovely, whatever." But you don't want to be spending all that time with him,
no,
and trying to crack on with somebody else, and you know he's got like a third eye looking at you.
Also, the vibe I got as well, like, was. There's like, and I would be the same, anyone would. If you've split up with someone, then you've got things that you'd probably want to talk about and haven't spoken since. It's like, right, now there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Like, now we can't. Like, it must be so awkward because I just want to end up saying shit and you can't.
Did you get the opportunity to go off with him on your own and actually talk about things? Or
not really. Yeah. And he decided that it was a great idea to kind of have Toby play as like a couples therapist, I'd say. And then everyone else started sitting down on the sofa. So one by one, more people were sitting down.
Right.
He was stood there and we were discussing our 3.5 year relationship in front of about
people. I think I remember they clipped like part of that in, and I remember it was like a really weird watch because it was like, wait, they're trying to talk it out. And I mean, out of anyone I'd ask for a relationship advice, I think Toby was not being the person that I'd have.
Toby loved to try and stir it as well. Like, he'd say something and then he'd look at me like joking and I'd be like, you.
Yeah. No, it's it's rough. I don't think anyone expects.
Are you on speaking terms and okay with Callum now?
Yeah, we're all out last night.
Good.
It's fine.
That's good.
Like, we don't speak, but like, we're.
Is he with anyone now?
Yeah, he's with Jess.
Oh, is he definitely cracking on with her?
Yeah.
I thought that was just for show. Sorry, I just need.
I mean,
well,
it is hard. Jess. To really know, like, if it's genuine or not with the All Stars thing, because it's like, I guess, because everyone's already done it, but then. Everyone's in there for a reason.
Yeah.
I feel like once you've done it, you're obviously not going to go in. What are you getting out of it?
And obviously, if you've already had something
doing it
with one of them, and then, you know, if it hasn't worked before, why is it going to work, you know, in there and then outside again?
Exactly.
You know what we're all talking about.
Who?
Loyal babe.
Oh, mum. I was being so naive then. I was like, oh, my God.
I know, come on. I mean, it's just not going to work, is it?
I thought you were talking about me.
Yeah,
so I was like, I was like,
what's going on?
It's just not going to work, is it? I mean,
so
come
funny.
On.
Yeah, I know. But I think that, like you and Tom seem to have like a really good connection, which is really nice that you've come out and actually like found someone out of it.
I don't think he was shown properly in there.
No, and you know what? This is the second time he's come across. Really quiet.
Can I be honest?
He's hilarious.
I agree. I don't think the edit like showed his full personality because
no.
I've seen him
so
on TikTok
quiet.
And he's really funny.
Well, my best friend has literally been glued to it because she does like all my makeup and everything for stuff. She's not doing it today, by the way, so do not judge. Just in case she looks and goes, be honest. Yeah, this is not her work, okay?
Still look great.
This is like half one, like one eye shot. But yeah, she has been with us and she was like, he's just not come across like that.
No,
unfortunately,
he didn't.
She was like, he's had her in hysterics and stuff.
Yeah.
With him, so I just feel, unfortunately, he's not been shown like that, which is weird.
Yeah. Mm. But obviously, there's a narrative that they want to play out. And, it, you know, it is what it is. But
I've got a question to ask.
Okay.
I saw it's been made official.
No, but it's not.
Stop.
So my brother texts me and he goes, have you and Tom, like, are you a thing now? And I was like, what do you mean? He went, well, Dad's texted me saying that you've made it, like, official. I was like, eh? But on TikTok, I was like, what?
And
I wish I bloody got that. Have you seen it?
I thought, no.
Petals.
Yeah, will you be my girlfriend? Swans.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, that's so cute.
I was looking at it
so
like.
So fake then.
Yeah, that weren't for me.
He never did that.
He's never done that.
Do you know what's really awkward now? He's got to live up to that. Like, whoever's done that has now really set it up for you in a good way.
Sent it him. I was like, you got something to tell me? He was like, I've never done that in my life. I was like, damn it.
Yeah, well, then maybe you should try, Tom.
All you're going to get is Casey in a Diana dress doing that TikTok.
Oh, God.
You know the TikTok I did with Georgia Lauren?
Oh.
Casey favourited the TikTok.
Right.
So I messaged him and I was like, are you doing this with Molly and Tom? And he was like, yeah. And I said, do you want the dress in the wig?
Yeah, Melissa, you have rinsed that quite a lot now.
I know, Mum.
Yeah,
you can't be
doing it anymore.
No, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not saying that I'm going to come do it with them. Imagine that, turning up on the doorstep in the Diana wig.
Who's he called, Casey Lord Farquhar out of
Lord Farquhar.
I watched Shrek. Sorry, Casey.
Shrek. Who was he called him that?
I think it was it Josh.
Josh is just, he don't care.
Josh is really funny. So funny. He's really funny. Honestly, he's really outspoken.
Them two together.
I can imagine chaos.
Yeah.
Absolute
hilarious.
Chaos.
Hilarious.
You had a one-liner in it though that really tickled me. And it was when you said about Callum getting that tattoo and went, did you go to Bali and find yourself? It was so funny. I literally was on the sofa and went, oh!
That's what people do, don't they?
No, but it was like very like, I'd say that to my mates and stuff, do you know what I mean? Like, and the way you said it, I thought
that. I think
that.
You found more than that, didn't you, Bali, apparently?
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, but I mean, you know, we don't want to dwell on it too much, but, you know, what happened afterwards, you know, when they asked about how many, I was a little bit like, if you were my son, you'd get a slap on the wrist, my sunshine. Because that's not even funny to turn to say that in front of you, I thought.
No, it's a heart.
Just lie.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Just lie.
You could have lied. 150 made a joke of it.
Yeah. You could have just gone, oh,
or lower, mum.
Yeah, it's a joke, though.
Mum going, I'd probably have said 200, just rile you up.
Yeah, but, you know, but then everyone would know then it was a joke. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, but like, it's just the way he said it, so like he was,
Producers were on smoke this season. Yeah. Some of the questions in those things, I thought, oh my God.
Oh, like, he was asking for it though.
Yeah, he was
I want a bad one. I was like, you want to say it?
Yeah. Well, oh, no.
Well. He did go to Bali and find himself. Love that one.
So after you came in, and then the first person, because you had that thing with Chris, was that the first person you had the kind of a thing with in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Chris was the first one that kind of got my attention.
Yeah, he's got such
good personality.
Yeah.
So lovely.
And he's so quirky. He's not like all the other boys, is he?
Like his fashion sense was nicer than everyone else's.
Hair,
like,
wearing the glasses.
Yeah.
And
he's a really cool guy.
Yeah,
isn't he?
Hats
and very nice.
All right, mum. Can he drip a bit under the desk?
Oh, Joseph! Oh, for goodness sake.
We're a very open family.
Yeah,
what am I in? What am I in? Dad's behind there going.
And Chris is listening going, oh.
Don't get him on you now, for God's sake. I'll be that bright red.
I know you will. But yeah, so you had that thing with Chris on the balcony.
Oh yeah,
the kiss.
Yeah. Oh,
is that weird? Like, genuinely, if I wanted to go to have a snog?
Well, why?
I know. I called
it
the terrace
of trauma because I just thought, I'm sick of going there.
And then everyone looks at it and everyone's like, oh, there's something.
Yeah. The minute someone goes up on the terrace, everyone's like, oh,
what's
going on up there? Oh, it goes a bit quiet and everyone just stares.
Yeah, it's really, the villa looked a lot bigger as well than the usual one.
It was a different one to the one that I was in the first time. But when you're actually in there, so when Arabella went on the terrace with Adam, we were in the kitchen. I could hear them kissing.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
surely not.
Oh,
surely not.
No, I could.
Mum,
it's gross, isn't it?
Well, it's more about the bedroom situation. Because
I couldn't deal with that.
Can you hear things going on?
Are you everybody farting and all that?
Oh, right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So on a Saturday is your day off. You get like half a day, you're down day.
Right.
And you get takeout, right? Oh. And then you have to sleep in same-sex beds so that you all get split up.
Okay.
I'm telling you now, the aircon blows around the smelliest trumps I've ever smelled. Us girls used to be like heaving.
Oh.
There was one time that we actually said, don't go in the bedroom. It's disgusting.
There's no windows in there, is there? No, oh no, I couldn't stand that.
So it's just blowing around.
No,
it's absolutely just repulsive.
In the
That's
so
repulsive.
Do they just keep it all in for the whole week and just let it all out on that Saturday afternoon then, the boys?
No. They literally let it out all the time. We had to try and distinguish like toilets and everything because it was a free
How many toilets do you have?
Two.
It's better than the... I went around the summer Love Island, like one in Mallorca, and they only had one toilet.
No.
I'm not being funny.
One toilet, one shower.
We've got three at home and that's still not enough. We've all used it.
I don't know how people did it.
Can't bear it.
If I was in there, because I'm like a shy pooper, I think I'd end up like having the worst stomach ache because I just wouldn't want to go to the toilet.
He won't even wee. Like if anyone.
No, like I can't wee like in a cubicle or whatever.
I wouldn't
be able to do it in there. Like I wouldn't know what to do.
No, it's horrible. Us girls used to kind of like keep an eye out for each other.
Yeah.
So we'd have someone on standby, kind of like, you know, making sure that no boys would come up. But then we all did get really ill in there as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
Everyone gets ill in the South Africa, because Chloe Burrows went over there and was in hell for days.
Oh, yeah.
Like It's, yeah, is it the water?
Like, or was it food poisoning, or was it water, or you don't know what it was?
I don't know what it was. It just seemed to be a virus that just hit us all.
Do you know what? I was going to say that. If everyone gets ill in there, like, what do they do in terms of, like...
We try and push through.
Yeah.
But then there was one time that Arabella literally was
followed
so...
through.
Oh my god, Arabella, I didn't say that. That didn't happen. I promise. They're gonna think it did now.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Oh, that's no. A rumor start. That's a rumor start.
Shit. No, it didn't. That was not the shit. No, but she was really ill, and she ended up having to go to bed, and the medic was there. And then Sophie got really ill, like bed bound.
I did feel sorry for everybody. She don't have no luck, does she?
No.
I really
having Toby to deal with as well, first off the bat, was you know what I mean?
But I did feel for her.
Yeah, that was a lot.
No, you all got ill out there. You would never know, like, looking at you, you all still look stunning every day.
Oh, God.
Just to make me laugh every morning, all the girls get up and just put a ton of makeup on, just go and sit around. I mean, if you saw me on holiday, it's not a pretty sight.
Oh, no, let me be honest with you. If they knew that I wasn't on a TV show, that would not be me. My hair's normally a bun on me.
Yeah,
head,
me.
Dripping.
Yeah, no makeup. Just soaking up the sun.
But then also you're trying to impress a few lads and you're trying to okay. And
well, you had every single guy going in there going, Molly, yeah. Every single time. I bet that was nice for you.
Well.
To have, but
yeah,
I mean,
it's a confidence boost. Not about that, but it was a nice little confidence boost. I think I needed it when I was in there.
Yeah, definitely. Because at the start, I thought, I don't know how you're getting through this, because
thought I was going to go home, literally.
Did they offer you, like, you know, any counselling or anything? Were you stressed out at all? Or?
I wasn't, no. There was a day that I slept in the beach hut pretty much all day, and they brought me Oreo cookies in just on top.
Oh,
I was just like, thank you.
That's really sweet.
And I did have a few, like,
wobbles.
No, actually, I did cry a lot in there. It was quite embarrassing.
No, it's not, though.
I can't watch that back, man. Ugly cry.
Oh, no one cries prettily.
No.
Everyone's an ugly
I'm
crier.
I'm an awful crier as
well.
Everyone
is.
Yeah. Ugliest crier.
Yeah, just let it, you got to just get
just
it out.
You just got to allow it, haven't you? But then it kind of, literally, since Tom came in, that's when it kind of took a turn. And I kind of like, I had the best time.
Did you have that instant kind of thing with him?
No, he laughs because he said when he came in and we sat around the fire pit, I was really like, shut off. I had my sunglasses on. Even Arabella turned to me and was like, you're being really quiet. But I was sat there just staring at him, judging him.
What, trying to see if he was a bit of you?
I was literally just like, staring at him, judging him. But I'd heard stuff because I knew, like, obviously G had a bit of history with him. And then Arabella.
Mum!
Not that.
Fucking hell.
Wow.
Yeah, mum seems to be a big fan.
No. Sorry, I'm fighting my throat.
Right, it's going to be, I'm going to have to watch this edit, I think.
I'm dead. And then obviously Arabella had had a little bit of something.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of thinking, oh, probably won't go near him.
You don't want to go for a player, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like that type of vibe. Yeah. So you've got to suss him out.
That's why I was trying to suss everyone out thinking, I bet you've been with him and I bet you've slept with her. But you know.
But then equally, like, you're in there for a reason. So if he'd obviously like done that stuff on the outside and then thought, I'm going to give it another go. Then, do you know what I mean?
Was there any of that going on in the...
What, any sexuals?
Yeah.
In the bed?
Any, what did they used to call it? You know, what do they
say?
No, yeah. No, do few bits.
The old rumble.
The do bits society.
Yes, that's what I was. Is it,
as far as I'm aware, no, but there was a lot of, we called it pitching tents. So,
okay.
Do you know what had happened as well, right? So you'd get, obviously you don't want to kiss on camera. Like, I don't anyway. So that's why people would go like,
oh yeah, I know
that
you see the sheet going up and down.
I remember I got called in the beach hut once and they were like, hi Molly, we understand that you could have got intimate last night. I was like, what does it look like? Because all I've done is kiss. I was like, I've done nothing. I was having like a panic. She was like, no, it's fine. I was like,
what, do they offer you loads of stuff to take afterwards?
We understand that you could have
on the side of the bed.
Oh my God. Who would do
Love
that?
Love Island condoms.
Yeah, but who's going to do that anyway? Let's be honest. When the lights go, oh, sorry, let's just put a condom on before we... No,
I'm dying.
No one's gonna
I'm
do
dying
that.
At the way it was approached. We understand you could have got intimate last night.
I was like... My mum. I was like, no, I promise. Yeah. Honestly, obviously, because you go under the quilt, but then the cameras in the rooms, they could be facing, say, like there, and your bed's here, the minute the quilt goes over, we were watching, they go,
the sensors, yeah.
Oh, like that, really?
That means top one happened to...
I'd pull the covers back and go...
Oh, do you know, me and you in there, I'd be more worried about you than me.
Oh, leave off. Seized up.
Would you be part of the Do-Bit Society?
No. No. Maybe with Jason Momoa.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, come on.
You've got to have someone that's yeah, hard pass,
come
you?
On. I mean, yeah, don't you're going to make me blush.
No, Mum, I can't. I can't. This conversation is making me feel sick.
Do you know, they make me die, the boys, right? They think that, like, when you get to our age, like, that's it, you're just old, you're withered, and you die. They don't think you have any sexual sort of feelings
no,
anymore.
It's just like, I just don't
you're
want
old,
it.
You're withered and you die.
She's got, like, the plaque in her room.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not being funny, but, like, you know, there are still things that go on with people of my age, you know?
Basically, she's saying that. You know.
How did we move from Love Island?
We're talking about the underneath the sheets. That's all.
Yeah, yeah. So there was no hanky panky.
Not as far as I'm aware, but obviously people were like kissing and
yeah, kissing and not telling.
Yeah. When everyone goes into the hideaway and then you open up the wardrobe, it just looks like an S&M shop. Do you know what I mean? And
it wasn't that raunchy this season compared to like. Do you know what I mean? Like, I didn't see anything in that hideaway. Like George and Anton went in,
Well, their pyjamas, didn't they?
Yeah, it was like a slumber party.
I miss that. Oh no, that's
they're very scene. Wholesome. But I saw something about them arguing on an interview after the show. Are they still together? I don't.
They're still together.
Because I think it wasn't an argument, but he said something, and she looked at him and was like, "Oh, I don't get why you'd say that." Have you seen the clip?
No.
Is that an interview?
Was that on the live?
I think it was on the live or something. It was an interview.
The final.
Yeah, I think so. It was like a snippet of that. And she says something, and he's explaining for her, and then she's like, "I don't know why you'd say that." Yeah. And it was like
everyone was so down on both of them, and I do feel like it was genuine. It came across genuine.
Yeah,
anyway.
No, it was, and it is, and they're still together and things. I think in there it's so intense and Anton's so used to having like a routine and stuff. And I think they just had a little bit of like grating every now and then.
Yeah.
You're going to have bickers. You're testing each other's boundaries.
Yeah.
But he comes across so lovely.
They were a really sweet couple. Does. Like really, really sweet together. And I was really like rooting for her in there as well.
Georgia comes from our neck of the woods, didn't she? Go on, George.
Our neck of the woods. Yeah, no, bless her.
Yeah, no, I was. I was really rooting for them both. I was like, please, come on, you guys.
Is there anyone that got together that you just thought they just should not be together? And like a really
Mum, that's
crap
such
a really crap.
Right, do you know what? You can actually pencil it under the table and show
I'm dying
me.
At how loaded that question was.
I just want to know, does she say for a reason?
Yeah.
Was there? I mean, gotta say, was there?
I'm trying to think.
Was there anyone you thought that you know they shouldn't? It was all false.
Well, I don't know because I feel like whoever's been coupled up has pretty much kind of stuck.
Is there anyone that has split up now from it?
Not that I'm aware.
No, I don't think there's anyone that publicly has said
on a declaration say they've got to stay together for 4 weeks after.
Well, Lewis and Demi are still together.
Who are?
It's been longer than 4 weeks.
Oh, are they still
Lewis
together?
And Demi? Yeah.
That's really sweet.
I didn't hear that.
Lewis and Demi. They went out quite early on.
They were out last night as well.
I feel like they went out too soon, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Oh, I thought they were going to get her back in, you know. I thought that's what she'd come back.
So did I. I thought they were going to as well, but it's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Hannah went on Gracie's, didn't she? On her pod.
On her tour, yeah. Apparently she's a hoot. Like,
what does that mean?
Like a hoot. Hoot.
What's a hoot?
I'm kind of a bit deaf.
I've never heard that expression. A hoot.
Yeah, which is funny.
Like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hannah?
Yeah.
Oh, the best.
I bet she's like really non-fat entertainment.
Oh my God, she was brilliant. Oh. She was absolutely brilliant. She'd strobe. Have you seen her outfits? Right.
I love.
So she'd put her outfits on and we'd be like, wow, Han. Like, because she'd go all out. And then they'd come over on Vogue and be like, Hannah, I'm really sorry, but you're strobing. And she'd be like, for fuck's sake, I'm fucking strobing again. And we'd all be like, oh, Han, you're having a mess. Like, just want a fucking ciggy. Well, oh, no.
She would be non-stop entertainment
in there. Was she? So good. It's so nice to see everyone.
I love her.
It's happy that you still get on.
I know, yeah.
There's a lot of serious people
I'd
just can't and they
say,
don't speak to each other again,
no,
do they?
No, honestly, it was such a good group of people.
Yeah.
Like, everyone got on so, so well.
I would say that. This is the first group of, like, islanders I've seen come out together that have, like, all out enjoying each other's company. Normally everyone comes out and they're like, I'm going to my couples.
Are they going to do another? They're going to continue to do this.
I think so.
I actually think it's a better idea. Because
I think it's really good.
It seems like after the summer one, the next thing it's Christmas, then it's like, I don't really want to watch that again. Everyone really looks forward to the summer one. I think it's like, as soon as you hear the
music. But All Stars, I preferred. I preferred watching it because it's just like,
yeah, but I like getting to know everyone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, but also, I prefer All Stars because I feel like sometimes I'm just watching it thinking, this is Battle of the Pretty Little Thing deal. That is what I see. I watch it and I think, this is battle of who's coming out with that deal, right? And I'm like, I'm not, but I feel like All Stars was just chill. Like it was just really chilled. So I preferred it.
I said in another episode, I said, I bet they all know each other. I bet they've all been out together. And it's like just hanging out with your mates.
It is good in a way. Well, not all of us know each other, but in a way, when you go in there, when I saw Demi, I was like quite comforted by that.
Comfort blanket. Like,
So
I think so.
It's nice in that way.
Because otherwise, normally, you've got to go in there, make friends and find a partner. You're like, fuck me, how much time have I got? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Must be difficult.
I know, there have been some people that have been on there, they've not had a very nice time on there as well, haven't they?
I have a question for you, because there's so much stuff on TikTok about it, of like Maya Jama, like trying to, have you seen the clips? It's like she's trying to get you and Callum back together. Have you seen?
No.
So like she said stuff in the final interview where she was like, when Callum said about the bear to Tom and was like, Molly would really
I've
like that.
I've not even seen this, but I've been sent so many things.
So basically, it's
and like tell the dog.
Yeah.
And the dog that Callum picked.
I'm and like, it's the dog. And Maya went, oh no, because it was Callum that said the dog. And everyone's like, Maya wants them back together. And I think that you've got to see the TikToks because they're so funny.
Need to see these.
There's like fan conspiracy theories where they're like, Maya's in on it.
On the way last week, I was on the way to a podcast and I got tagged in a story.
Right.
So I open it, I get tagged in all these silly stories about you and Callum looking across at each other and so anyway, I got tagged in this and it was the way they've crossed their legs to face each other is a sign.
Shut up.
I was like, I had a slit in my dress. I had to cross my leg that way.
Do you know what really annoyed me? Everyone was saying that you deliberately split up to go in there to get back. I thought,
that's what happened.
That's so pathetic.
I do think when people say things like this, I'm like, how much time do they think that you have to base your whole life around this thing?
No.
I know. Yeah.
And I didn't even know that All Stars was a thing.
No. I think it's the first one, isn't it? Mm. It's a bit like the All Stars.
Yeah, why would you split up 6 months ago to be like, this is for All Stars?
Thank God they'd actually did an All Stars. Imagine.
Yeah, and then can you imagine if that was real and then you didn't come in there?
I know. It's wild. But there's been so many theories and so many people you know, like edits and things like that. And I've been watching them thinking, bloody hell, like coming out, going on your For You page and then seeing that.
Honestly. Literally.
I just don't think anyone else would have won it, to be honest. I was a bit disappointed that George and Anton come fifth.
I thought you'd win, though.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Oh, my God.
I actually said it weeks ago. I was like, Molly and Tom are going to win.
Did you get prize money for this one?
Yeah.
Oh, result. Really? Great.
That's great.
Did you share it or did you
Keep
the lot?
Did you share it or did you take it round?
Would you have stole?
Yeah, probably.
She would have. She would have skipped countries, new identity and everything.
I see you. I don't want to be you.
That is so funny. God.
Yeah, no, you do. You do get prize money.
Oh, that's banging. Another trip to IB for this year.
Yeah, see you there.
Me and you. Ocean Beach again.
Yeah.
I'll bring my mother along.
Don't I be out for 2 hours after I go to bed?
I wouldn't want to see what you're like around Wayne Lineker.
I wouldn't want to, thanks. It's like Father Christmas gone wrong.
Right, anyway.
Yeah.
The awards night was like the juiciest stuff I've ever seen, but it was quite an emotional one for you as well.
Yeah, it was not nice.
Why am I such a crier?
I'm like that though. You get to a certain age and I'm like, if you're like this now, you want to get to my age.
Oh, God.
Like I'm so
But anyone, ask my family, anyone's always like, oh, you're very stony heart, like you're very
quick. But you're not though, are you?
Well, clearly not. Jeez, surprised myself.
Yeah, it was a lot. And I think the arguments, it was particularly with like Georgia and Callum mainly on that episode, wasn't it? And then obviously that involved you.
Yeah.
And then I think the way the context around that whole situation happening, I felt awful for you because the way they were comparing it.
Oh, I know. That
which is what upset you.
Yeah.
I understand because that would have upset me. Do you know what I mean? The way they were wording
it. What really makes me laugh is, you're being filmed. So when they go and say all these things, and do they not think that at some stage that clip could re-immerse of what they've just said, is why they have the awards.
Yeah.
It's brilliant TV, but you've got to remember that you've actually said those things.
I know.
Can't get out of them.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Do you know what I mean?
I know. You do kind of forget that you've been filmed, though, sometimes when you're in there.
Yeah, I bet you do, 100%. Yeah. You must get really lost in it.
What do you mean it? You do. God, it'd be savage. Walking around in and...
Well, do you know what? My friend actually said to me, she went, how did you get away with not burping in there?
Oh.
Do you burp a lot?
A lot.
Yeah.
Me and Joanna were having burping competitions.
Oh, no.
So I don't understand why that was never
ever.
Really? So I can't burp. I've never been able to burp. Whereas George can actually burp the alphabet.
Oh, no. Mum burps inwards. It's really weird.
I just cannot burp.
Oh.
So then it obviously has got to go somewhere.
Oh,
so then I'm a bit like that.
Oh, no.
It's like,
something fizzy and I'm burping like instantly.
Yeah, yeah.
And yesterday I did this like junket thing and I had some Coke. And then I said to the people that organised it, I was like, shit. I was like, I'm going to burp now. And I was quite nervous. I'd never done one before. And the guys in the room, like the actor guys in the other room, and I'm stood in the hallway and I was like really panicking. Like, I've got to get it out. So I was like, and the camera people in the other room like giggling, like what's going on outside?
Stop.
But then I sat in there, I thought, I can't burp on camera. That, like, I would have cried.
That was when we was doing Gogglebox, and like, we were so mic'd up and we'd forget.
Oh, you'd burp and fart all the time. Oh my God, tell Molly about when you farted.
No, that's so embarrassing.
No, tell Molly about when you farted.
No, but
when did you fart?
Set the scene, right? We get loads and loads of like snacks or whatever, and it was a long time before we'd ever, you know, every time we watch a clip, it's like, oh, can we get something to eat now?
Mm.
So my stomach was going like out there, and then we came out, and they told us they turned the mics off, right?
Oh,
that's a lie. Because I came out, I said, oh, I really need to fart. So I said, I'm going to...
But like, she thinks she's whispering, but she's the loudest whisperer on the planet. So she's like, obviously they're in the van.
I'm thinking,
like,
I'll put the kettle on so it makes a noise. So as I've kind of very lady, like sort of very gently sort of like, you know, pulled up my leg, the sound man has come in behind me to alter my mic. And it's got the full force. They were on the floor.
It was,
the boys
it was
were, and
powerful.
I was absolutely poor Matt. Honestly,
poor Matt.
But you know, I've been holding it in, and holding it in all day. And then the first time that they ever mic'd me up, my whole mic fell down the toilet because I didn't know it had to be attached to my back. I'd be useless if I was being filmed all the time. TV gold, but...
Yeah, there's a camera in the toilet, but they don't watch it, obviously, because that would be wrong, but it's there for safety reasons.
Yeah, in case it won't collapse or anything, yeah.
Even that's a little bit like...
That would send me spiralling.
I used to take my mic off and wrap it in a towel.
Right. Our family are so loud in that department, they'd have to take they'd want to take the flipping camera out.
It's there for safety reasons, but like, so does that mean they can access it and switch it on if someone locks himself in there? Because I'm like, what? Surely they don't have footage of everyone pooing?
Probably.
I hope not.
I would really
hope
his
job
not.
Is that.
I mean, I'm not.
The toilet camera. You'd be gutted,
wouldn't
you?
You'd be terrible.
I don't think I'd survive. I think I'd end up pooing in the pool or something.
He goes.
What do you mean? Do you just
Molly? Like,
he goes
it in
into
and then it just have to go.
Oh God!
His own bathroom. He said the other day, he said, "Can I come into your bathroom?" Because like his boyfriend was on the landing, George was there. I said, "Yes." So he's come into my bathroom, and then he went, "Could you please leave the room?"
I don't want to poo around people. Like, I just am not
no,
that
I
way.
Can't.
Yeah, it's stage fright.
It's stage fright. It is. It's awful. And then I get like the worst thing is when you get nervous, and in that situation you're in, like I'd be nervous all the time.
Yeah.
So like your stomach's like, well, you don't want to poop because everyone's like, oh, I always go into shit always on this podcast. You don't want to poo. And then you're like, oh my God, but I'm nervous
I'm
about
really
seeing like.
I'm nervous about that having cameras
like, if I walked in and saw my exit, I'd need to shit instantly.
Oh.
And then I wouldn't want to poo. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hell.
You'd have to do it in the night.
That'd be a good spin-off of Love Island, actually.
What, poo?
Like following the journeys of people's toilet, like having a toilet cam. And
no,
being like,
the outtakes.
Yeah, the outtakes of being like, oh, I'd love
I don't
like,
know, because everyone got ill in there, so imagine the outtakes.
I'd love some like raw, just no, not as in like, watch your people poo. I mean like some actual real life stuff, like Big Brother style, what actually happened in there.
Yeah.
Aside the format.
But you're not
so,
allowed
like,
to get drunk or anything in there, are you?
No, but... There was a few times that maybe like someone wouldn't want theirs. Like there was one night I was a bit like over the red wine.
Right.
So, but I still got mine and then I give them to. They'd have like four glasses. And there was a time when, I won't mention a name, somebody found a bottle and filled up their Love Island bottle.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Person after my own heart.
Yeah. Can't see. Because they're not clear anymore. They're like the full.
I love that.
Yeah.
That would be me.
And they also stole some tequila from Maya Jama's dressing room on the beach day. She knows. She knows.
Does she?
Yeah. I wasn't involved in that. It was the boys.
Oh,
it
was
no way.
It was, Tom was one of them.
Oh.
I'll throw him under the bus. I don't care.
Tom stole tequila.
Tom.
From Maya Jama's tequila. Dressing room.
From Maya Jama's dressing room.
Because it's quite a long time to sort of not be able to let your hair down, isn't it, really?
Yeah, and on the final night as well, we got one glass of like champagne. That was it.
Oh no, I'd be like, no, kill me now.
Do you know what though? I do also think it is a good thing because I've been watching Love is Blind on Netflix, the American one.
Oh my God, I love that.
It's like,
they're bringing
series.
It over here, aren't they?
Yeah.
Emma Willis is doing it with his student husband.
Yeah, they're casting for it at the minute.
And it's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
It is, but it's very Married at First Sight-esque, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't think you watched it before, have you?
No, we didn't watch it on Gogglebox.
Oh, yeah, but this is this like, is the, we series that like, is honestly, it's blowing my mind, but they get him really drunk on this one, right? So like, there's this girl and she keeps having these meltdowns and I'm like watching it thinking, this is an intense watch. Like, someone needs to step in maybe from welfare.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he's like, and you're steaming drunk. And I'm like, oh, she's drunk, but you don't know because you're watching TV, like you watch Love Island.
That's
you don't
unfair,
expect people
though.
To be drunk.
They're probably, she's going to make an unfair
So it's probably
decision.
A good thing with Love Island because otherwise back in the day when they used to drink and smoke whatever, there'd be like fights and all sorts.
I can imagine there would be a lot of heated discussions going on with a lot of
alcohol. I think that movie night, if everyone was drunk, someone would have got punched. Not movie night, the awards, yeah.
God, imagine how much more emotional I would have been if I'd have had a drink. Jeez, I was emotional enough. I would have been rocking back and
it's
forth.
It's nice you had Arabella in there, though. Because every time you got emotional, it was like, it's nice
she's
to see
lovely,
you had
someone though. There. I mean, she's stunning.
She's so warm as well.
She's still on her own now.
She's with Adam. The wrestler. Apparently, by the way.
Oh, right.
I've
not
seen it, but they went to the hideaway and was he throwing her around like wrestling moves?
I need to watch this. I didn't watch that one.
Oh my God, apparently he was like practicing his rest.
I need to watch. Well, you're going to die. I went to, so I was watching and I'd like missed one ep.
Right.
So I was sat with Kane and I was like, oh my God, they've got this American guy and like they must be doing, you know, like when in other series when they bring in like an all-star and something else. Kane's watching, he's like, he's Irish, Joe. Like he's, but I thought he was American. So like I was listening to him like, oh my God, he's American.
So they
he's
are not. Still together then?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
is he as tall as her? Because she's really tall, isn't she?
She is really tall.
She's
I think they're the same height when she's in heels.
Yeah.
And I think she's quite ballsy as well because she's not frightened.
No, she's not.
To say what she wants to say.
She just goes for it.
Yeah, good girl.
I like that.
I love
her. Yeah.
She's brilliant.
Would you do any other TV? Like after this?
Yeah, I'd love to.
It's an ideal thing to do.
Coming around ask for a roast.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
it's hectic, but you'd love it.
I'd love it.
It's hectic, but it's fun.
Oh, I'd love that.
It is fun. Right,
yeah, let's do that. Yeah. Roast.
Sign her up.
Dream one would probably be like...
Would you do I'm
a celeb, yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah,
would you really?
I'd eat it all as
Actually,
well.
Actually, to be fair.
I would eat it. It's just that I just...
I'd drink them drinks.
It's the bit.
Would you?
Yeah, but we had to do that on one of the things that for our channel. When all the boys were going, there's no way she's going to drink that. I drank the lot and they went...
But you're very like outgoing, aren't you? And like...
Yeah, I'm very competitive as well. Yeah. So I feel like I'd really...
What about being like going underground and...
Yeah, be fine with that.
Really?
Height, so might have a wobble. Might cry. But it's more... Pigeons and fluttery things and I hate
pigeons too.
They are my worst.
Anything flappy.
I said
erratic like movement moths and
anything that can flap quicker than me or flappy.
Oh my God. Oh my God. my worst fear is like, I'm a celeb.
That's why he's gay.
In case you didn't get it.
Thank you, Mum. You just got to say the obvious. Anything with flaps. What's that? You can say it and I can't.
I can. I'm a grown woman.
But my biggest fear in I'm a Celeb is if they put me in like a giant bird cage filled with pigeons.
They did that though, didn't they?
Did it tell Helen Flanagan? Was it Helen Flanagan? Put me in with pigeons.
And Dex couldn't actually watch it because he's got a fear of pigeons. He had to walk away.
I have to walk away from pigeons in the street.
Same.
Like, and if they start... I've actually been attacked by two pigeons.
You've been attacked?
Market Street. Have you ever been in Manchester? On Market Street?
Not on
Never go. Never go. It's Pigeon Central.
Put that on your list. Never go to Market
Pigeon
Street.
Pigeon Central.
Pigeon Central.
Oh, no, I can't be doing
my
that.
My mum walks away from me.
We've got nests in our garden and Terry absolutely hates them, doesn't he?
Oh, my God. Maybe we need to pick a different show then. What's that one where you survive or something?
What,
oh,
SAS?
No, you can't go on that. Oh, my God.
What,
no,
SAS? Just, no. I think you do well on SAS.
No, Bear Grylls on that island.
Oh, that's the one I meant.
The one.
What is it? Survival of the fittest. What is it?
Well, that's where Montana went on that. And she was so ill, she had to come up. They all like were dropping like flies. They have no water. The one with Pete Weeks had to with
I couldn't. I couldn't do that. Well, I could. It would be funny TV, but it would also be the most traumatic thing.
It wouldn't, because you've got a hump for your own water. You don't have a bottle of water at the side. I couldn't. That's, see, to me, that's.
I could just find a coconut.
You, oh,
Oh, yeah. And how do you open the coconut, Joe?
Bash it.
Oh, dear Lord.
What other shows would you do?
I'm a Celeb. What else?
I love I'm a Celeb. I probably like SAS. Mm. That'd be good. Anything that I'm like...
See that? I mean, do you know what it is? It's the way they shout at everybody. I mean, if somebody shouted at me, I'd burst into tears.
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
But you do a lot like PT stuff, don't you?
Yeah.
So I guess you're kind of used to that.
Yeah, right? I'd probably get... Yeah, yeah. I'd be all right with
You'd
that,
be great with it. But I mean, if they start shouting at me, I probably would... Well, I know what I'd do. I probably want to give them a good bit of a... But then you're not allowed to.
It'd just be like a Barry's, but a bit more intense.
Barry's on steroids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, oh, that's a hard one.
Yeah, though. I bet it would be. I bet it'd be pretty horrific. It's the fact that you damp sometimes.
You
wet,
you never get dry. You can't have a proper shower.
Yeah, no.
Can't wash all your bits and all that.
Well, no. I saw one of them where they were like face down in sand, and that's like a real fear of mine.
I went to the swim fern. Joe, that's when Fern went to the desert, and they were. It was. It, and
what
then
did push your face inside?
Yeah, and then this one was in Vietnam, so it was soaking wet the whole time. The one before was in the Sahara Desert, so it's complete extremes.
Mm. I don't think.
Oh God,
you'd have got you would be useless person to be built for that.
You would be. Molly would be great. You'd
Maybe
be useless.
Maybe dance on ice, I'd do. You know,
no, it's not nice.
You'd be like Bambi Ooh. On ice.
Yeah, I don't know how I'd do on that actually.
About Strictly.
Oh, I'd love to do.
Oh, I love
do you know
Strictly.
What? I used to do ballroom dancing.
Did you?
Yeah, when I was like 11.
Really?
Oh, for maybe a year or two.
No way.
That's great.
Were you?
No. I bet you were. I bet you were.
I actually got like 98% in my ballroom exam.
That's really good. You and you and Tom.
Did you have to stand in front of about 5 judges and do your little dance? And
then, yeah.
Yes, I did. It was just so traumatising.
It was, wasn't it?
Was, it was just awful.
I think I stopped after that.
And I think I only won one bronze medal. I got a bronze medal, and I used to go to every competition, and that's my only claim to fame with my dancing, that I got a bronze medal.
Oh,
well done.
We used to go to dance school every Saturday.
Yeah, I did every Saturday morning. Yeah.
See?
I used to want to be a cheerleader.
Oh. I did cheerleading as well in high school.
Did you?
Yeah, it was shocking at that.
Were you?
Yeah.
And then I left and went horse riding. Did you go horse riding? Because I love that.
No, my mum wouldn't let me. She's scared of horses. So she decided that I should be scared of horses.
Same.
Are you scared of horses?
Yeah.
I'm not. It's my mum.
Are you not?
No.
I'm determined to get you on a horse.
You know what
it's the funniest thing ever.
It's the eyes here. It's the eyes here, like on the side of their head.
Yeah, they're a bit like.
I don't like that. I don't like the fact that they kick and stuff.
Yeah. No, they can be dangerous but they can sense if you don't like them.
Well, I'm scared of horses. And then I remember when I was at school and I hadn't come out as gay yet. And this girl was like, oh, like, will you come? Like, she was like a horse girl, but I didn't know. And she was like, oh, do you want to like come see these horses in a field? And then she tried to kiss me. So I had to think of something quick. So I was like, I'm scared of horses. I was like, really scared of horses. I was like, I need to leave. Week after, I was like, I'm gay. But yeah, no, that was like my thing.
Are you actually scared of horses, or are you traumatized from
and girls?
Horses and girls. So it was a traumatic day, to be honest. I've not really got over it.
He's had therapy.
But yeah, I saw these three horses and I was like, no, I can't do this. They've also got massive willies, didn't they, as well?
Yeah.
They do.
Like drag along the floor and that.
Oh, God, that big?
And he's scared of farm animals.
All farm animals?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh.
I like... Piglet's probably fine.
Oh, micro pigs.
Do you want me a micro pig?
But you eat bacon.
Yeah, but I don't eat the micro pigs.
Oh.
You can still enjoy something.
So where do you see your relationship with Tom going? Oh, I'm like an agony aunt. Yeah. So how do you see it going, Molly?
Well, at the minute, it's going really well. Apparently on TikTok, he's got this elaborate plan planned to ask me to be his girlfriend.
Yeah, I've already seen it.
Rose petals, everything.
Yeah, I've seen it already. So he's going to have to come up.
A bit better,
I want to be part of it. Me and Casey.
You and Casey and Tom should all plan something, Tom.
All dress up as Shrek characters in case you're like...
All dress up as Shrek characters.
Oh, my God.
And Casey won't have to dress up.
Because it's Lord Farquaad.
Love you, Casey.
Me and Tom doing rock, paper, scissors, who's Shrek and who's Donkey.
Well, you could be Donkey.
I'll leave it up to you guys then, because that sounds great.
So I could be Fiona.
So yeah.
Who am I?
Oh, no, I could be the witch. The good witch.
No, you'd be the ugly stepsister behind the bar. Anyway.
Nastiness.
Yeah, I know.
Nasty.
Planning on... Oh, God, what the spit? Fucking hell. We need to end this. Fucking hell. So you're planning on the proposal... Well, he's planning on the proposal. And then...
let's pull it back a bit.
Oh, sorry. No, I mean the
We're
proposal to be... And then you...
Do you live very far from each other?
No, like an hour.
Oh,
so far. Well, he lives in London at the minute and I live in Manchester, but he's moving back to Manchester.
Oh, is he?
But he lives in Barnsley.
Right.
With his mum and that's where his mum and dad live.
Right.
So he's going back there for a bit.
Okay.
And then hopefully move into Manchester.
Oh no. Nice.
So then we'll be even closer.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, watch this space.
So yeah, it's going really well, but we're not pressurising anything.
Yeah.
No, just enjoy
just gonna
it.
Force this whole situation with you and Casey and Tom.
Oh, that's so fun.
I'm really ready. I'm ready for it. Shrek the musical, Love Island Edition. Coming soon.
With Lisa Bags.
Coming soon. With special guest star Lisa Bags. Thank you so much for coming on. It's been so nice to see you. And
you.
Congratulations.
Yes, huge what congrats. He's a lovely, lovely man.
Oh, he is.
He is.
Just say you want to fuck him.
No, I don't, Joe. He's too young for me.
And on that note,
I like them older.
Too young for everyone. On that note, thank you all for watching at home. If you watch on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe. We do this every time.
I'm looking at the camera.
We do this every time on Spotify.
Yes, on Spotify. Can you please rate us? I know you can't do 6 stars. Can you do 5? And also listen on Apple Podcasts. I got it right this week.
And we'll see you next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.